but make it negative. I mean, would you say she didn't used to be, or used to didn't be, or?
Since she said that, she used to not be.
She used to not be.
That's what I would use.
The opposite of careful is
careless.
And what's another word for strange? It begins with a Q.
Yeah. Queer.
Okay. Now, do you consider that word old-fashioned? I mean, just
yeah,
ordinary strange.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So now it has a connotation of deviation.
Yeah.
If someone is easily offended, people would say he's awfully
soft-skinned.
Okay. If a little boy carelessly broke his father's favorite fishing rod, the father would get awfully
upset.
Okay. If you're talking to someone who's upset and you want to stress the need to avoid excitement, what might you say?
Take it easy.
Okay. And what's another way to say that?
Cool down.
Okay. Think of any others? The idea being not to move from excitement into relaxation, but just not to get excited.
Yeah. Well, now let's be quiet.
Okay. Would you ever say keep calm?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you pronounce that for me?
Keep calm, won't you?
Let's see. I worked hard all day and I'm
tired out.
And supposed to be even tired on that.
I'm all wore out.
Okay. And would that be about as tired as you can
get? Yeah, that's just about as tired as you can get.
Okay.
I guess there's a more modern expression, I'm beat.
Uh-huh. Well, now would that mean all wore out?
But I know all wore out is the superlative.
Okay.
I mean, you're in bad shape and you wore out.
Okay. A little girl had to come home from school early because she what, sick?
Because what?
A little girl had to come home from school early because she what, sick? Would you say she...
Did you say sick?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't... That's what...
Yeah.
Because she was very sick.
Okay. He will be well fairly soon. He will be well...
Pretty soon.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression by and by?
Not... No.
Okay. A boy went outside in the wintertime without a sweater, and he what?
Cold.
Father Cole. Okay. And so he couldn't talk. He was very...
Poor.
And he...
Cold.
When the alarm goes off in the morning, it's time to
get up.
Okay. And before you get up, you have to, what state do you have to go through?
Stretch your legs.
No. You're not asleep anymore. You have to
rub your eyes?
No. If you're not asleep, then you're
awake.
Okay. And so you have to go through that process of moving from sleep to being awake. So what do you call that?
Waking up?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm waking up. Yeah. He's waking up.
Okay. And if a child is asleep and he has to leave for school in 15 minutes, somebody might say, somebody better what that child up.
Better hurry him up.
Okay. If a doctor gives you some medicine and then he comes back and it looks to him like there's just about that same amount of medicine in the bottle, he might say, haven't you what your medicine?
Have you took your medicine?
Okay. And you say, oh, yes, indeed. What?
Took my medicine.
Okay. A person who can't hear is
deaf.
Somebody was working hard on a hot day and a lot of water came out of his body. So you say
he was sweating.
Okay. And what's the past tense of that? He what a lot?
He sweated a lot.
What do you call a sore that's like a pimple but it's bigger?
Blackhead?
No.
No. Rizin.
Okay. And what do you call the material inside a rizin?
Pus.
Okay. My hand was infected and it what?
Swelled up.
Okay. And so it was really?
Swollen.
Okay. A person shot with a gun received a?
Gunshot wound.
Okay. And around the wound there might be some dead flesh that would have to be cut away. It would sort of stand up. You know a term for that? I don't know if I'm describing this right. I'm not really familiar with the term. But around the wound. Now, I think this is the way it works.
How to burn? Is that what?
No. It's a term that means the dead flesh around the wound that has to be cut away. Have you ever heard the expression proud flesh?